because there's an interesting finding in these placebo trials that I've talked about. And it's the same finding that happened with the water diviners that I spoke about at the beginning. In these trials, both groups improve. This is just a graph taken from one of those placebo studies. This was the one published in 2013, very famous study. And it showed that the NEAS score, which is a measure of symptoms, or lack of symptoms, a high score is better, showed how much patients improved 2 and 6 months after surgery. And they improved just as well, whether they had the real procedure or whether they had the placebo procedure. But what's important here is that in all of the studies I've told you about, both groups improved. So people still got better after surgery. So now we have a problem. We've got to explain why they kept it better, because surgeons throughout history have always attributed the improvement they saw to the procedure they did. Where they saw association, they interpreted causation, and this is a problem. Because if they're just as likely to get better with the placebo surgery, then the surgery is not doing it. It's not causing it. And this is a humorous example of what's going wrong. You can lift these examples from the internet. There's sites that are devoted to sort of correlation is not causation. And this shows you the correlation between ice cream sales and rates of polio in 1949. And you can see that these are very closely correlated. And the first thing that humans do is try to put them together. They try to put some kind of causal link between these two. And scientists at the time could look at this and they could say, wow, the first thing you would probably think of is maybe the polio virus is in the ice cream. And if that's been disproved, then you could say, well, maybe eating ice cream makes your throat cold and somehow lowers your resistance to the entry of the virus into your bloodstream. You could think up lots of examples as to why ice cream consumption may cause polio. But of course, it doesn't. And what these two graphs have in common is that they're both measuring a peak in summer. And of course, ice cream sales peak in summer, and polio cases always peaked in summer as well, but the association was not causal. So this is a problem.
There's also clinician bias that we need to
Oh,
overcome.
sorry.
I
Now you're getting
need stages.
my audio. I'm going to skip over that. But what you're getting is clinician bias, and there's been studies which show that clinicians overestimate the benefit and underestimate the harms of what they do. And this could be any clinician, this could be any physician, any kind of specialist, any general practitioner, a surgeon, a radiotherapist, a cancer specialist. They will overestimate the benefit of what they do and underestimate the harms. And this was summarized in a great paper in JAMA by some researchers from Queensland, where they summarized all the studies that have looked at this, and they showed that this was a consistent finding. And they compared the doctor's opinions to the actual scientific evidence. And we've done a similar thing in amongst surgeons, showing that after joint replacement, for example, the surgeons will rate the improvement consistently higher than the patients actually rate their own improvement. But when we see improvement after we do a procedure, how do we explain it? What is it that makes people get better? And this is where a lot of people talk about the placebo effect and that the improvement after a placebo procedure is due to the placebo effect. And that is not necessarily the case. Now, placebo is easy to understand. Most of you will know what a placebo is. But the placebo effect is difficult to understand because placebos, by definition, don't have an effect. When I put a camera inside the knee and don't do anything, that has no physical effect. So this placebo effect that people talk about is what I rather term non-specific effects. So a placebo trial will reveal these non-specific effects, and I can put that graphically. So this column here is the amount of improvement that you see after it. So this is the perceived therapeutic improvement. Now that's going to be made up of two things. That's going to be made up of the specific therapeutic effect of the surgery itself. So this is what the surgery actually did. And then there's going to be another bit, which is what people call the placebo effect, but is in reality all these non-specific effects put together. And I'm going to break them down a bit. So this is the reality. So this is what we observe. This is the amount of improvement that we see. And it totals, 100%. But it's made up of some component of the specific surgical effect, what actually happened to the person as a result of the anatomic change of the operation. So removing the torn cartilage, for example. How much did that make them better? Well, let's say it's this much. And then there's these ritual effects, these context effects, which some people call placebo effects. But then these other things, these natural history regression to the mean and concomitant treatment, which also make people get better. And I'll cover each of these individually.